And now the Nutramedical Report with your host, Dr. Bill Deagle.
Right, I just want to know, you know, why you got to be deep sounded. If I'm trying to get the tech figures, yeah. And welcome back, and we have Greg Ford here. Our other guest, Darlene Marzulli, could make it. I'm actually really lucky that I got you because I did 2 hours of recording yesterday, both an hour with Barb Honegger. She's a very detailed lady. And then I did another hour with her on Vimeo, and she really liked the audio because she said it was much more crisp. She could hear me easier on my own Vimeo recording. Of course, I have a high-tech supercomputer here in right on New York City Vimeo channel. I can have five different people anywhere in the world in high-definition audio and video simultaneously anywhere in the world, so I can do a video conference and put people up live. Lots of things have come out since we talked last, Greg, and Barbara Honegger connected a lot of dots. She's very rapidly interested in getting the information from April Gallup that I got years ago that right. They're hardening that sector of the Pentagon. She was one of the intersectors. I think she's sector two, which is the sector beside hers was being hardened by the British beforehand. This is after, by the way, the Oklahoma City bombing. And they're hardening right. that sector with Kevlar windows and titanium girders. And there were black boxes and aircraft parts on the floor in the sector beside hers where the bombs went off. So people need to start understanding here that it was not penetrated by a wide-body jet. There were bombs 160, 70 feet away that were in the building. That the if the wide-body jet had hit, it would have knocked down those light poles, and dead. They weren't. There may have been a missile that hit the building. There was also, up to 8 miles away, radioisotopes, which you mentioned, which I've heard those statements by others, that the bombs that actually went off before even the so-called missile attack hit the building. The same thing that basically happened numbers of seconds or minutes before in the World Trade Center, including in the basement. People need to realize that 9/11 was an inside job. The emerging of Sky Shield, 1961, under General Lemnitzer, and Operation Northwoods. And, of course, being the exit examiner of the Murrah Building and having, you know, direct interaction, actually, after finding out what the truth was, one of the five munitions teams would be getting fired and death threats and still having a pulse and a breath and a voice to speak the truth. And now connecting over many years later now, after 9/11, with people like yourself and Barbara Honegger, Susan Lindauer, and others, we have a situation here where if we do not autopsy and find the truth here, for example, one of the things that I found out, and I want to open this can of worms, which I did in the last hour with Harley Schlanger, is I have from my sources that Soleimani, yes, was a general that was killed American soldiers because he's on the other side, but he was actually asked and invited by Donald Trump and his staff to come down to the Green Zone to the Baghdad embassy, and that's it was correct. In the Green Zone with a kind of diplomatic pass, and he was hit by a missile. This is like a mafia hit while he was actually coming down to negotiate, because what had happened behind the scenes is the Iranians and Saudi Arabians and the Turks and so on were coming to work out some kind of a deal because they knew this was going to blow up. And the Iranians are about to have a collapse. They have a 47% inflation rate and their people are starving to death. And the Saudis know that this is getting way out of control too, including the new young prince who's taking over power from his father, decided that it was time to actually stop some of the craziness in Wahhabism, which he's against, by the way, and actually work something out that transcends beyond, quote, Islam to just decent humanity. And they realize that this goes further. What I'm really concerned about, and this is something else, is that we hear the lies on what they call the Liocracy TV. And that includes Fox, by the way. It says no equipment was destroyed and no key people died. I have from my sources that up to 80 people died, mainly Iraqis, and that there were a lot of aircraft destroyed and these 15 missiles that hit. And the Americans aren't going to admit it because they're letting the Israelis get ready to bomb the crap out of the Bashar reactor, which will cause a radiation cloud a lot bigger than Fukushima Daiichi. We're all going to be sucking up that radiation. Plus, the Russians, who are now trying to stay out of this, will be sucked in like the Ezekiel 38-39 prophecy and be forced to take some kind of action, which they don't, because they had a nice call between Putin and Trump last week congratulating Trump on his trying to kind of start, you know, stabilizing things in the Middle East. Instead, the globalists around Trump are pushing him to start a big freaking war. And, you know, you make peace with your enemies. You don't make it with your friends. And Soleimani was actually coming down as a movement toward peace, believe it or not, and we blew him up in pieces. This is not a good thing, is it?
No, it's not. And you pretty much tracked on the operation that wiped out Soleimani and his staff of 20. Okay, by the way, he had a staff of 20 that were accompanying him,
and also an Iraqi general was with him. So the Iraqi general was blown up. It's not surprising that the Iraqi government is ticked off to the point where it's telling them to get the hell out of their country. Just like Rouhani said 2 days ago when I watched Fox News, wherever America goes, terrorism follows. We pull out Mossadegh in the 1950s, and we put in the Shah. When the Shah asked for the same thing a few years later to get the British Petroleum to build in the plastics plant, they decide to pull the hell out of the Shah because he's starting to cause them grief. And then they put in the Ayatollah Khomeini, and actually including copying his tapes and telling the Iranian military to step down so that they can have open, invitations when Ayatollah arrives. And we installed the mullahs, and we wonder why we got that situation, including Iran-Contra. I mean, this is all, the Iran-Contra situation was purposely set up to make sure we funded both sides of the war, the Iran-Iraq war, because we're managing the chaos. We set up the chaos. We set up and even supported ISIS. We supported Al-Qaeda. In fact, our Al-Qaeda guy is Tim Osman, a.k.a. Osama bin Laden. Our guy in Iraq was Saddam Hussein, who would do anything, bend over backwards for us, and we decided to at least pretend kill him, because the guy they killed was 6 inches shorter and had crooked teeth rather than Saddam. This is really nuts, and this is a made-for-TV movie that they play out on the news, and they want us to believe this crap, and I don't believe a damn cent of it. And I want the public to start waking up that the people manipulating Trump, because Trump is operating the presidency like a game show host, and he's listening to maniacs like Bolton and Pompeo and others that want him to start a big freaking war which we can't stop. And we can't protect Americans against power outages, nuclear attacks, or chemical and biological terrorism. We are freaking idiots. And if people say, well, I want to support Trump, yeah. If I can mano a mano get in front of Trump and then get a half an hour with that man, along with people like you and other experts, he would come down from his high horse being Mr. POTUS, and he'd start becoming a human being again, wouldn't he? And he would also tell these people like Pompeo and so on to go to hell and fire them and start cleaning out the detritus inside the deep state, which is the Department of Injustice and the FBI and these other sad people that are nuts that want to start a big conflict and they can't end it. We don't even have proper equipment to defend ourselves. We don't prosecute a war with even giving proper level 1 body armor to our people rather than level 3, which they should have, or vehicles that can protect against an IED. We don't even prosecute a war because it just makes banks really rich to prosecute a war the way we do, rather than actually, if you had to go into conflict, you'd terminate it quickly in a weekend rather than drag it out for years and sacrifice our blood and money. We're nuts putting up with this. And when everybody at the recent ceremony yesterday were just cheering Trump killing Soleimani, they're friggin' idiots. And I don't care. I want to support Trump if he listens. If he doesn't listen, he's going to march us over the cliff like lemmings, isn't he?
I think we're already headed over the cliff right now.
Well, we haven't hit bottom yet. You know, they say if your parachute opens, you're cool. It's not the falling that hurts, it's the stopping.
Yes, I'm about an inch and a half shorter as a result of my parachute not operating and actually catching air when I thought it would. Okay,
right.
at 3 in the morning. All right.
Right.
So
right,
that's
right.
How,
so,
I so, was going to say, that's how so, I got my injury that actually allowed me to leave the Navy, okay, and actually transfer to military intelligence.
Right. So in other words, you became a shorter but wiser man.
Shorter and wiser man. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, you got to get used to my humor. People say, that came right out of left wing. I just thought Deagle's just an arrogant SOB. No, I'm not. I'm a decent human being that intellectually and spiritually I am Clark Kent. Now, you may not like that. It may tick you off, but I will die for you, but I will not lie to you. Now, people say, who the hell are you, Deagle? I said, I'm alive because I serve the Most High God, and I want humanity to not die in a thermonuclear, chemical, biological war, or natural disaster, because we are stupid, when if we follow the creative genius of the Creator God, we can have a peaceful world with stable energy and a stable ecosystem that can survive asteroids, coronal mass ejections, and supernovae, but we have to smarten up, and we haven't. And because we do not have wisdom in our civilization, we are dying. And you and I, and people like Barbara Honegger, Susan Lindauer, etc., we have that wisdom or manna. That if the population doesn't eat that manna, and they follow Fox News, which is lying to us, the other ones are even worse. The Criminal News Network and the MSLSD, they're feeding people so they're in a deluded state, believing complete lies. And even Nancy Pelosi can't keep her head straight. But look at Donald Trump. He's trying to withdraw from the war, and within days they make him do a stupid move to kill Soleimani, when in fact that was on the eve of a situation that could have stabilized the Middle East and brought an overall peace treaty so we don't have Bashar reactor and sucking up nuclear waste that's going to circulate the planet 7 times. We don't have the blown up Bashar reactor killing a lot of people. We don't have Israel being attacked by missiles destroying Haifa and Tel Aviv. We don't have Libyan people dying again in another invasion caused by Turkey responding to our lack of common sense and decency. And we don't have Russia becoming an ally, which they could, and a trade ally. We've turned them into a vile enemy, destroying our cities with the weapon of indignation to knock out our power or destroying our population centers and our military sites. We are demonically indigenized, suicidally stupid human beings. I would say the word human means serpent men. And the problem is we have serpent men running our world, like Pompeo, Lightning Bolt, and other idiots, that are run by Lucifer in the Druidic Council 13, and I stand against them, and so do you. We stand against them. We want Trump, who is a high-level Scottish Rite Mason, to repent and listen to his Samuel Council. That's you and me. We are the prophetic apostolic elite. They're here to tell Trump, if you don't listen to us now, buddy, you're going to listen at the judgment seat of God. You're going to damn well listen to us one way or the other. Go ahead.
Okay, well, and another thing, too, he needs to stop taking orders from the Knesset, Israel, all right?
Yeah.
And he needs to quit acting like he's a charter member of the Bufalino crime family of Sicily,
right.
And also and acting like a made man of the Bonanno family.
Well, the problem is, I'll tell you what the problem is, and they call these people Zionists. When I did the video yesterday with Barbara Honegger, I uploaded it, and it got up there in no time at all from my own hard drive. But when it went through Vimeo, they reviewed it on YouTube, and guess what? It was hate crime. Hate crime?
Right.
There's no hate
that.
In my...
I understand
there was,
that.
There was no hate crime in my video yesterday. I am a Semite. I'm of Hebrew and Lebanese and Kohanim descent. So for say that I'm anti-Semitic when I say that they're... And they're not Zionists. People make this mistake calling them Zionists. No, if anything, the word Zion means God's will on earth. These are anti-Zionists. They're anti-humans. They're devils. Those people are putting even the state of Israel in grave danger right now. The fact that they're planning on hitting the Bashar reactor, in fact, even during Barack Obama and George Bush and Donald Trump, they gave long-range tankers so that the Israeli jets could get all the way to the Bashar reactor and fly back after dropping nuclear weapons on them. What I'm really concerned about is we don't have enough decency and common sense that we're just accepting, oh, we got to support Trump. No, you don't. You need to tell Trump the truth, people. And he was actually on the right track by saying he didn't want to engage in war. But guess what? His maniac people, and the fact that they're lying to us saying that there was no damage and nobody died, I have from my sources that at least 80 people died and a lot of equipment got destroyed, but Trump doesn't want to admit it because it would mean he'd have to do a response. And now what he's concerned about is if Israeli, the only thing holding back Netanyahu is already in geopolitical disaster rate in his own right now. But if Netanyahu decides to attack Bashar, see you later, Haifa and Tel Aviv. You're going to be gone. Right?
Yes.
And if you think a lot of Jews and Christians and Arabs will die, let me tell you, people, you need to wake up. This is the time of the end. And the state of Israel will be destroyed if we let these maniacs continue.
have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
heads of the pack.
And welcome back. Now, I want people to know that literally God has said to me, Deagle, you know what? You little miserable little boy, 5 pounds, 2 ounces, that died at birth and 8 and a half and 5 years ago and just in January, I'm going to resurrect that miserable human being and make him a son again. And I'm going to let him speak because he doesn't have the restraint to be afraid to die. In fact, I even told God before he sent me back from heaven when I was 8 and a half, I said, God, I love you so much, I'll go back even. He said, now, if you do evil in my sight, I will destroy you. I said, I love you so much, God, I will go back even in danger of losing my place in your eternal kingdom. And he cried and said, not since you're your ancestor Moses has anybody said that to me. And for this reason, when you fall away and hurt me deeply, I shall shake your ugly human carcass and make you a son again. And he did. And you have to understand, I pray for people like Hillary Clinton and Podesta and people that do evil, our fallen brothers and sisters. You know, people have to understand, even, for example, look at the prince and his dual nationality wife that are leaving the royals. They're doing it because they know damn well that his mother was killed by the queen and their confreres in the royal kingdom. People need to realize the British Empire is ruled by Draco reptilians and monsters. The world is ruled by the Pindar and their minions of Satan. And if you think I'm making this up, you're delusional. Not me delusional. You're the one delusional because, as it says in the book of Bible, it talks about Thessalonians, we are ruled not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers in high places. And you mentioned on the break that I'm going to bring in Doug Valentine. Yeah, I've seen his books now here. I just searched it on the break. Yeah, this man needs to be on here because he's exposing a lot of the same things and say the truth from multiple voices will bring the Urim and Thummim stones in your soul to say, you know what? I didn't want to believe Deagle, but now I believe Deagle when the same things are coming out of the voice of Barbara Honegger and Greg Ford and Susan Lindauer and General Dennis Karpinski will be coming on shortly and others, experts like Cody Snodgrass, who they tried to kill after he went on my colleague's show in 2017 December, and when he came on my show, they tried to kill him again. You have to understand what's going on here, people, I see a couple of the books that this guy Valentine's written. It says, Doug Valentine, The Strength of the Wolf is one of his books, The Strength of the Pack. Hotel Tacloban. You need to start understanding here, people. Decent, God-fearing humanity is the only thing standing us as and the great abyss. Not only just destroying our physical life and our ecosystem and the future of humanity, but destroying our eternal souls. That's the only thing. And if we don't turn back to God and repent, and we're not hearing your call, by the way, and I said this the other day when you were on the show, I am the Lamed, bringing together all these great voices like yourself and Susan Lindauer and Barbara Honegger. We are the 12 of the end of the secular age. There's a 12 at the beginning. That 12 were the 12 apostles that Jesus anointed to bring the word of truth to the people after he was sacrificed on the cross. We are now ready to give the humanity the manna of the truth before the time of the end, not just geopolitical truth, but spiritual and health truth, to realize that God will not restore our years like the years of Adam and Eve and restore the stability of the planet, the Edenic covenant, unless we repent. And when we let our president kill someone like Soleimani with maniacs around him, when we let our world have the banks and the warmongers create war, so the greatest engine to create more power and control, when they conspire to reduce population fertility, IQ, and make multiple sexes so they can destroy the ability of human beings to reproduce, and eventually they want to outlaw reproduction. You got to understand, this is where they're going. They don't want any woman to carry a baby. In fact, they want one sex and 63 genders because they eventually want to reproduce human beings in a laboratory. And if you think that I'm making this up, you're the one that's delusional, not Dr. Bill Deagle. Go ahead, Greg, because I'm really activated today, and I realize this year is the year of the apocalypse. The Lord said, I'm going to release you and all your cohorts that are literally the apostolic and prophetic cohorts that have to bring the truth to people like President Trump and our world leaders. And if they do not hear us, and that includes the public, have to outcry to Trump and all these world leaders in Germany and elsewhere, and to the Muslim nations and the Israeli nations, whatever, it doesn't matter what your religion is, if you don't hear that God is speaking through us to the people, our civilization will end miserably.
And the living, if there's any survivors, will envy the dead. Please continue.
Oh, okay. Can I speak?
Go ahead.
All right. Now, I'd like to say, with Soleimani, Qasem Soleimani, all right, yes, I was familiar in Iraq, and I was working with Mr. Soleimani via the help of Mr. Abdul Talabani, all right?
Right.
Everyone can look that name up. Abdul Talabani was the first elected president of the Kurds, all right? Right. And also, Wofiq, the name Wofiq, W-O-F-I-K-Q, I'm sorry, Q, Samurai, Wofiq Samurai, okay?
Right.
General Wofiq Samurai. That's how I managed to establish a dialogue with Mr. Soleimani, all right?
Right.
And it appears that Mr. Soleimani was about to raise and was trying to raise the issue of what was happening, what the American troops were doing with first of all, the town of Bakuba, B-A-Q-U-B-A, Bakuba, Iraq, what happened there, and he was going to bring that issue up before he was blown up.
Right.
And also the town of annihilation called Qasr, Umcosar, Qasr.
Right.
He was going to bring these issues up. Massacres of countless civilians by Americans.
Right.
All right?
Right.
He was going to bring this up. And yes, he did have a letter of understanding that he was going to present to the Saudis, okay?
Right.
And it was in relation to the issue of the attacks that just happened, what, 2.5 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, okay?
Right.
That took off the market 20 to 25%, maybe more, of all the low refined, high grade oil, okay, off the market. All right. No one's talking about how much oil the world market was taking off out of the marketplace. Okay, but he was going to present that. All right.
Right, and it was taken off the marketplace because of what's going on with Iran right now. Right.
Right. Absolutely. You know.
Right.
Remember. You know, this has been shoved down the American people's throats that Saudi Arabia has oil. Yes, thanks to the Bush family and all their Machiavellian conspiracies going on with the Saudis. Is yes, they have oil, but they don't have the oil. The oil is in places like Iran, and also it is in Iraq. Iraq, the resources of the oil, and this I presented in my book. Okay, that oil actually dwarfs by a factor of 4 to 5 times the amount of oil available, reserve oil that is in Saudi Arabia. Iraq has dwarfed the reserves in Saudi Arabia.
Well, here's the number I'm going to throw out. What I've heard, the current reserves of oil in Saudi Arabia is around 700 million barrels of oil. The reserves that God told me, this is back in 1999, 21 years ago, at the southwest end of the Dead Sea, and it's renewable, was a giant bathless or ocean of oil that reaches out toward Iran and toward Iraq and the Turkish-Iraqi-Syrian border, is 14.3 trillion, with a T, barrels of oil. It's an ocean of oil, and it's
correct.
Got arms out in these...
Correct.
Yeah,
right.
And people have to understand this, that Hayseed Stevens, and I mentioned this before in the show, but I'm going to repeat it. God does things with me both on the natural and supernatural. I believe in that. I don't gamble. I don't like gambling. I don't even like pulling the arm of one of those things in Vegas. I go to shows. But there's a little game called Keno. And in the Keno game, if three numbers fall, you know you're going to win. So if you have three identical numbers that fall in little balls, you're going to win. There's a, what's called a secular ball. I call the sewer net, the internet. There's intel agents. I have contacts inside the intel that I can even contact, and they will, or they'll contact me after the show to confirm I'm on the right track, or co-hosts like yourself. And the third thing is supernatural. When God puts on my heart to pray on something, he gives me open, standing visions like the ancient prophets. And they're wide open. I'm not under the influence of alcohol or drugs or anything other than taking lots of good vitamins. And people have to understand, when all three balls hit the same dang thing, I know I'm on the right track like a good bloodhound. And I like to confirm things like when I did with John W. Spring after I had a vision 2.5 years ago about the nukes, Russian nukes, in Laurentia Island and in the Russian submarines tunneling the sidewalls of the Orinoco River and in Nicaragua. Now, why is Russia doing this? Because the globalists are pushing various groups inside Russia to try to push America to eventually surrendering to world government. And Putin is playing this game of space chess. He doesn't want war. Nobody in Russia has the indecency to want a big war with America, because no Russian will survive it. And no America, well, a very tiny minority of Americans might survive it, probably less than 5 million out of 327 million. What people don't understand here, what's going on here, is this is the devil's plan to get rid of the human race. And the globalists have made this very plain that this is their intention. The PNAC documents, the documents for the World Watch Institute, the Georgia Guidestones. I mean, there's so many places where they've said openly what they're going to do. And the last big conference was 2016 with Barack Obama, the Pope, and 72 world leaders, and they came together to agree to the Green Agenda, which is what I call ecocide, omno-ecocide, which means kill everything, cut down carbon, even put what's called Project Scopex to reflect sunlight out into space, so the ecosystem literally collapses and oxygen literally drops. So you can't get around unless you have an oxygen concentrator or live in a dome city. If you think I'm making this up, visit the latter 21st century in an alternate universe where the devil has his way. You won't be able to go outside unless you have an oxygen concentrator. Okay? And if you think I'm making this up, face the music that Donald Trump is maybe a media genius, not a social genius, and he lets cowards and maniacs rule him, like, you know, Pompeo and Lightning Bolt and other morons. We're in very deep trouble, and what we do is going to determine whether the human race is going to die shortly or thrive and become a galactic civilization. Your comments.
Yes. The name. Please write this name down or have Jeremy do it. Dan Sheehan. All right? D-A-N. Dan Sheehan. S-H-E-E-H-A-N. Dan Sheehan. All right? Please contact Dan Sheehan, and you can contact him with the help of Barbara Conniger. All right?
Right, Dan Sheehan, yeah. Okay. He's an author.
And the reason say Dan Sheehan is twofold. I saw about 35 interviews last night with Dan, okay? And I realized when I was looking at these interviews on television, okay,
right,
is that Dan was the guy who sat at my table that I'm sitting at right now with his wife and Barbara Honegger, okay, and we were discussing several of these issues.
Right.
Dan understands it. Right now, Dan is busy defending the water protectors in North Dakota right now against the ravages of this idiot, Donald Trump.
Right.
All
right? You mean trying to cut across the native water facilities by putting these pipelines, right?
Right, exactly. Right, you've got it. Okay, and of course, the kinder, gentler, wiser man of Donald Trump is busy trying to prosecute legally and have these protesters thrown into prison in North Dakota.
Yeah, but you know the problem is they're in sovereign territory. This is sovereign territory of the Native people. It's not open U.S. territory, is it?
No, but the thing is Dan understands all of this situation, and he would be fantastic to have on your show explaining this to your listeners and the American people for
right.
several reasons that are literally out of this world, okay?
Right.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption, helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. So you want to donate? Right? Okay. I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And by the way, my link posted up yesterday. My link posted up yesterday with the interview with Barbara Honecker. When I first posted that interview yesterday, this is hour after hour 3, that still works. It's when it went through Vimeo that the other link was actually taken down by the YouTube people, but believe it or not, they didn't take down the original post up, which is identical audio file, but these morons at YouTube said it was hate crime. No, these people are hateful of the human race because they don't want to hear the truth. And when people are conspiring to create war and conflict and so on, no matter what side they're on, they're not behaving in the will of the Most High God. And when we talk about Zionism, Zion is God's will on earth. And these people are not, we're not going to call them Zionists. We're going to call them anti-Zionists. They're against God's will. And that's why we need people like this guy, Dan Sheehan, and our other gentleman you mentioned here that we should have on the program, you know, Douglas Valentine. And people have to understand where we are right now is this is the end of regular secular human history. We're at the end. This is not like, oh, well, you can go on decades or years or decades or centuries. No, this is the end of the show. And whatever comes after next is dependent on where we interact with the Creator God, how we repent personally and corporately, whether we accept the truth and research. And I tell people, don't believe what I say. Read your book, which is Midnight in Samara. Read these other books like October Surprise from Barbara Honegger. Start to kind of ask questions and then pray and ask God to speak in your spirit, yes or no, in the Urim and Thummim stones like the breastplate of the high priest. Is this true or is Deagle just a narcissistic nut? You need out there to stop spitting on me and my guests. You need to repent. You need to listen, and you need to email President POTUS Trump and make sure this man comes off his high, you know, game show host attitude toward his presidency and listening to morons like John Lightning Bolt and Pompeo and others that are trying to push him toward war and the PNAC plan for the bankers so they get richer and even more powerful. This is basically a situation here where if we get wisdom through to our leaders, we will survive. And if we don't, God help us, literally. Go ahead.
No, we won't survive, all right? It's just that simple. Now, I, like I said, I want to get back to the issue of Abu Ghraib prison.
Right.
All right, what happened there? Baquba, the village of Baquba in Iraq, and Umm Qasr, okay, right on the Iranian-Iraqi border, all right?
Right, right.
Now, what Mr. Suleiman was in a fury about was the fact that American-made WMD, weapons of mass destruction, okay, specifically VX/GF, a neurotoxin, a gas, nerve gas, was dropped specifically on the Kurds. First of all, the Iraqi citizens in the Al-Abja area, okay,
right.
And it killed at least 300,000. No
right.
one talked about it. No one mentioned it.
Well, what date was this now? What was the date, and what was the circumstance again?
This was the last part of the 80s, Al-Abja, okay? If you could look it up.
Now, is this part of the Iran-Iraq war that we energized both sides?
No. This was where Saddam Hussein was trying to get rid of the Kurds because of the area, the unbelievably rich oil area, okay?
Right. The Kurdish population has been there for thousands of years, exactly, and they wanted to boot them out of there. In fact, the deal that Saddam Hussein made was to get Syria to give him this Kurdish area oil territory, and he would then get access to a direct pathway from Syria so that what he would do is have direct access to the Euphrates River. So
that was all part of the trilateral agreement between Iraq, Iran, and Syria.
Right.
All right. And which is what Israel has trying to which they're trying to destroy right now,
right
at this moment, and they're trying to have America do it. Okay,
right.
That's what's going on. All right, the oil pipeline that can bring to market all the natural products of natural gas, LNG, and oil from all three areas, and they're going to have it exported in southern Lebanon. All right?
Right,
that's what Israel is attempting to have destroyed. The agreement destroyed, and also have virtually all three countries either broken apart, or balkanized, or destroyed. Okay,
right.
So that's who's calling the shots. By the way,
right.
Is Israel through the auspices of the Trumpster, all right?
No, you have to understand, let me explain this. It's almost like if someone was really evil and they took the skin of your wife and your children and put it on the front of a shield and they use that shield of your wife and children's skin and flesh, your organs, as a shield and say, it's your wife and children that are involved with this war. So when we look at so-called the Jews, they're being used like this fleshly shield by these pseudo-Zionists that are saying it's really Israel and the Jews, when it really isn't, because the globalists could care less if most of the Jews, Arabs, and Christians in Israel die. So when we say these things, we're not talking about Zionism. We're talking about globalism, where they're using the people that are called Jews right now or called Zionists, when in actual fact, this is the reason why over the last two centuries so many Jews have died. That's why there's only about 20 million in the whole world now. There should be around 500 million at least, okay? But there's not. And the reason why there's not is because over a period of persecution by Satan and their minions, including the Catholic Church, remember with the things that happened in the Middle Ages? They were damn well certain that they were going to make sure they stomped out any people that are of Jewish heritage, not because they believed the Bible, but because they were the people of the book. People don't know that Satan was determined to make sure he got rid of the people of the book, because if they ever started believing it, like it says in Psalms 2 and 3, that the one-third will repent and turn to the one they pierced, i.e. Yeshua, God in the flesh. And when that happens, the power of Satan's gone, because if the people of the book wake up and start massively converting to understand Yeshua HaMashiach is not a lesser God, or he's a below Muhammad, so he's going to actually convert Jews and Christians or anybody else to become a Muslim, or he's going to behead them. That's what they prophesy, by the way, inside Islam, the moon war gods of Mecca and Medina. And so these Muslims are being evangelized by Jesus, supernaturally showing up in Africa and other countries right now. We talked about this with Jonathan Gray. So people have to understand what's happening right now is God is going to try to rescue the Iranian and the Muslim people and convert them back into believers in the God of Abraham, Isaac. Because remember that the Muslim people and the Arab peoples are descended from his first concubine wife before he had the wife that fathered all the 12 nations of Israel. People need to understand this, that God has not abandoned them. He's going to rescue them, but it's going to be his terms and his methods to do so, isn't it? Yeah.
As I always say, when it comes to issues of the Hebraic culture, the Ashkenazi, the Sephardic, I only refer to Simon Shama, the great professor in Israel. All right? The way that's all broken down is Simon Shama.
How do you spell that?
In his book, his writings.
How do you spell Simon Shama? S-I-M-O-N, Shama.
S-H-A-M-A, his last name, Shama. First name, Simon.
Right, right.
He's the only one who understands, you know, the racial issues, the purity, the geographic considerations, the geologic considerations of Israel and the Palestinians and the Gazans, all right? So he's the only one who really understands that. And, of course, he is persona non grata, basically, in Israel.
Okay? Of course he is. That's why when they say it's hate crime, when I say 87% of the Palestinians have got Hebrew and Jewish blood, and only 2 to 3% of the people that rule Israel have ancient Jewish blood, because they're Khazars that were converted 9 centuries ago by King Balaam, who were the Caucasus Mountains people in the southern Caucasus and attacked the caravans. People need to know this. That it says in the Bible, book Ezekiel 38 and 39, I'm against you, O Gog, chief prince of Meshech, Tubal, and Rosh. Now, Rosh is eastern red-haired Vikings, you want to call it. And Meshech and Tubal are the grandsons of Noah, that founded the cities of Moscow and Tobolsk in Ukraine. And by the way, Tobolsk is where they made these giant Satan weapons that are 100 megaton warheads. They're not made in Russia, they're made in Ukraine. People don't know that.
Right.
The problem I see happening right now is that people don't understand that the people who are being persecuted in Palestine, although they're Muslims and some of them are terrorists, they're actually of Hebrew and Jewish blood. And the people that are persecuting them are not genetic Jews. Now, it doesn't matter to me if they're genetic or non-genetic, okay? The real issue is, are you a praiser of the Most High God, because that's what the word Jew means, in your heart? It doesn't matter if you're Mongolian or Chinese, whatever. If you praise God, you're a Jew. You praise God, you believe in God. because God said, I will inhabit my praises. In other words, that's why he incarnated in human flesh in the Jewish people, among people that praised him. That's what their name means. So the genetics are not matter, but the problem is because the politics are reversed and the people submitted to Islam that were not beheaded and became Muslims, they became the Palestinian terrorists that are part of these organizations in Palestine. And the people persecuting them are not Jews at all, genetically. And they are following not modern ancient Judaism, they're following what's called modern Khazarism, which is basically a pagan version that's Druidic, that has nothing to do with ancient Judaism. They follow the Sepharad Zaira and the writings of the Talmud of Babylon. These are not Jewish writings. People have to understand that. These are writings by people who overwrit and overwrote the words of the prophets and the apostles in the original Old Testament. So when you ask a rabbinical Jew trained in a yeshiva in, say, New York, they'll tell you they follow the Sepharad Zaira and the Talmud of Babylon more than the writings of the prophets of the Old Testament and the Pentateuch, written by Moses and the early prophets, and the major minor ones like, our cook, it says, Habakkuk, it says, let he who reads these on tables of stone run with it. People can't run with it because they're being overridden by the writings of the Talmud of Babylon and the Sepharad Zaira. It's a book of vomit. It's this disgusting dissertation by Luciferic Satanists that pretended to be Jews, and they're not. And people don't understand this, do they? So then when they say it's hate, no, it's not hate. I want the Jewish and the people of the Middle East to come together. They're all basically genetically so close it's ridiculous. The fact that they're at each other's throats, in fact, all the Arab people and all the Jewish people are from the same father. It's in the Bible. People don't know that, do they?
And speaking of all this, yes, what you say is correct, and I'm a firm believer in the concept, the bizarre, strange concept of people. All right? People are the issue here.
Right.
It doesn't matter whether they're green, blue, or
exactly.
Sephardic, Ashkenazic, or Talmudic, whatever. They're
right.
Still people. All right. Now,
right.
And I need to get this out. Okay, because I know we're running out of time, I need to say this, and I only want to say it once, okay, is this, Mr. al-Baghdadi, okay, we all knew the name al-Baghdadi,
right.
A.K.A., and this is the other name you'll never hear, which is what the name I recruited him to work for us, the U.S., okay, is the name al-Aghazi. Al-Baghdadi, A-G-A-Z-Z-I, al-Aghazi, al-Baghdadi, okay?
Right.
So, Mr. Baghdadi is still alive, yes.
Oh, I'm certain he is. He's a Mossad CIA operative, and they tried to kill him at least in the news 4 or 5 times. This guy is like a recycled, how's that for the news?
Well, when I heard that, first of all, I was suspicious immediately when
right.
I heard that he blew himself up, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And secondly, he blew himself up underground.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, not going to happen. Well, we'll do this some more tomorrow. We're going to continue this discussion.
Genetically, that it was him. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I know that. Right. I'm pretty sure they can't prove it.
Which is most important.